This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The Department of Homeland Security is speaking out against claims that the National Weather Service was late in providing updates and alerts on the flash floods in Texas due to cuts from the Trump administration. The agency writing, quote, the National Weather Service provided over 12 hours of advance notice via the flood watch and over 3 hours of lead time for flash flood warnings with escalated alerts as the storm intensified.
I mean, let's set the record straight here. So first of all, you've got the National Weather Service prediction and warnings. They were issued. Those did go out. We also now have a timeline. And just doing a cursory investigation, we know that at least 3 hours after the first warning, another signal went out to phones. Just what the commissioner was saying didn't happen actually did happen. So yes, you can turn those off on your phone, but for the most part, people, even when the phone is asleep, it will alert you. If you have your government alerts turned on your phone, you should always have those, especially if you're in a threatening area. But what could make a huge difference here is what's missing sort of in a lot of rural areas, and that is a robust warning system. So what does that look like? What the commissioner is probably referring to isn't just warnings on your phone, but, and what Christy Noem is talking about is a robust storm warning system or community warning system, such as sirens that simply wake you up in the middle of the night, say, hey, there's trouble. I need to figure out what's going on or get out or look at my phone in that case and have better information. That was missing. So there was none of that out there. The Facebook, the cell phone alerts, those did come late in many cases. We're going to be looking a lot closer at whether those advanced apps and whether these sirens or geo-targeted messaging would really make a difference. I would suggest just good old-fashioned sirens that are hooked up that allow emergency officials to just turn them on and get people out of bed is really what's needed here. That's the gap we're missing. Wow. That modernization, to have that, have it, the ability to turn it on, have it isolated is also going to be very important. Now, I was trapped in Katrina. Yeah. Communication is key. We've got a Reaper, an MQ-9 up in the air, now offering eye in the sky, really benefit.
Yeah, so the mainstream media just flat out lying about this. Oh, it was Trump's cuts. Okay, most of those cuts that have been made don't even take effect till October. But it didn't matter. Got to get the lie in, and this is how they operate. Got to get the lie in fast. Get it out. There will be corrections later on. They know they're lying. But usually people remember what they see first in headlines. And they don't see the correction come out later. And so George Stephanopoulos, just months after his $16 million payout, the channel had to pay, libel lawsuit to Trump, was out there lying again.
Maria, we're also learning that there were significant staffing shortfalls at the National Weather Service's offices in the region.
Significant staffing shortfalls. So that's what the left was claiming overnight. Total lie. And debunked on, like, just so many different... Here, okay, we'll start with Associated Press, which published a statement from the National Weather Service. Headline, Weather Service, this is in response to the lies by the mainstream media, or what's left of it, Weather Service had extra staffers. The National Weather Service office in New Braunfels, which delivers forecasts for Austin, San Antonio, and the surrounding areas, had extra staff on duty during the storms, Runyon said. Where the office would typically have two forecasters on duty during clear weather, they had up to five on staff. There were extra people in here that night, and that's typical in every weather service office. You staff up for an event, you bring in people on overtime and hold people over. These are not hard things. And the media just made it up. Started lying to their sheeple. These poor folks think that there are, you know, 82 dead people and children are dying right and left. That's just not the case. It's not. But folks, there's something interesting here going on, and I'm going to lay it out as the show unfolds. Have you noticed how catastrophically, dangerously, and deadly wrong weather forecasts are becoming? I've been on this for almost 2 years, so is Tony Dale, former meteorologist, now retired. We've had him on the show multiple times, and Tony forecast exactly this. I'm going to talk about a meteorologist who got this whole thing right. He said, this is going to become deadly. This is going to become dangerous. What is going to become dangerous? Our weather models are broken. And they're broken for one specific reason. The number one factor in what the weather is solar activity. But if that were the case, then global warming couldn't be controlled by total government power. So the lie has to continue. Everything worked fine for a while with the current weather models. But then in the last few years, something happened. Solar activity dramatically changed. Tony Dale's explained this exhaustively on this show. Solar activity dramatically changed. Temperatures plummeted on average across the globe. That doesn't mean we don't have hot days. We certainly had several weeks of hot days in the 90s. That's not what I'm talking about. But overall, we're beginning to see something we've never seen before. And that's because we're heading into a mini ice age. Thickening of the ice sheet at the North Pole and thickening of the ice sheet at the South Pole simultaneously. If you want to read about it, it's really jaw-dropping. New York Post had two articles. First week it was the South Pole, second week it was the North Pole, peer-reviewed studies. Not only are the ice sheets thickening, which was not supposed to happen, remember, it's all going to melt, Florida's going to be underwater, the only way to stop to change the weather is to pay the government, i.e. Democrats, which never made any sense. Not only are the ice sheets thickening, they're thickening at a record rate we've never seen before. Why? Solar activity. If you do not factor that solar activity into your weather models because you are a liar, you are in denial of it because your weather models are built on politics and not solar activity and not actual weather, you will get it wrong. You will get it catastrophically wrong. You will underestimate, you will overestimate, and you will miss. And that's what happened here. That is the truth. It is the left doing this with their absolute stubborn insistence and resistance to actual science. I'm going to explain why their models were wrong, why they did not see the rain surge coming, underestimated it by more than half. And folks, really start paying attention to the weather and watch what's happening. Yeah, weather's always been dicey in the days leading up. That's been my whole life. But the day of, they used to be able to get it. Like basic things like, will it rain this afternoon? They can't anymore because their models are broken. They're broken because they refuse to acknowledge the dramatic shift in solar activity that has brought on a mini ice age. This is only the first of these disasters they're going to get catastrophically wrong day of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
4th of July, massacre weekend in the upstate. What a body count. Jeez. People need to watch, you know, it's a good reminder. Watch where you're going. It got crazy over the weekend. Let's see, what do we lost? One bicyclist, two dead in boating accidents, and at least one motorcyclist. I mean, it's like, it was absolutely crazy. And folks, because of drinking over July 4th weekend, I mean, look, this is one of the drunkest places in the country in terms of feeling very comfortable drinking and then getting in a car driving. If you're new here, you should know this. If you're driving in Greer, they actually did a study, the insurance industry. It's been 3 years ago now, and I talked a lot about it on the show. And what they did was by zip code, they wanted to know who the drunkest drivers were in the country. So the way that they analyzed it was you either drove drunk in this particular area, or you were from this area. Maybe you were on vacation in California, on vacation in New York. You got popped for a DUI, right? So you didn't have to necessarily be drunk driving here. You had to live here. So they studied basically by your address. Do you know where the highest drunk driving rate was in the entire country? It was shocking. Greer. It was Greer. Again, so that was on the road here, but also on the road anywhere. So if you were from Greer and you were driving drunk, didn't matter where you were, or if you're on vacation on a for work or wherever, Greer. I don't know what it is about Greer, but we drink here, we drive here, and we die here. And in this case, we drunk boat. This is one of those things that's so inexplicable that you shake your head. How did your 4th of July weekend go so wrong? This moron, Alan Sidney Benware Jr. III, charged with 2 counts of felony boating under the influence. Okay, this is a case, this is Lake Greenwood, Lawrence County side. This is one of those where you're so damn stupid, you have to work to kill somebody, and he did. Spokesperson for SC DNR, that's Department of Natural Resources of the state, so they're the ones who patrol the lakes, lake cops. SC Diener said the crash involved a Yamaha boat and an Aluma craft. Their officers are out on the water when they see this moron. It's just before 2 a.m. He has no lights on. We would later find out he's drunk, legally intoxicated. They see the Yamaha boat that he's piloting traveling without proper navigation lights. It's 2 a.m. No lights on the water. Yeah, it's because you're drunk. You don't even realize your light's not on. They were preparing to stop the Yamaha with the no lights when the operator crashed into the Aluma craft from behind, killing 2 people. 5 people total were on board. The Aluma craft, by the way, had its lights on. 2 died at the scene. Can you even imagine? 1 passenger was ejected during the crash, but quickly rescued, thank God. Officials says another passenger was taken to the hospital and has since been released. And again, SCDNR said the Aluma craft had fully functioning navigation lights. Folks, I can't wait to get the rest of the details of this. This is going to be even crazier. I saw it yesterday. You probably saw it too. And I went, I cannot wait to get the details. If you've ever been out on the water, I mean, you have to work to kill somebody like this. You just have to be so functionally stupid and drunk that I look, anyway. Alan Sidney Benware Jr. III, currently sitting in jail, awaiting some sort of hearing on the felony boating under the influence charges. So look, just because you're out in a boat and it's not a car doesn't mean you can disregard the rules of the road. In this case, the rules of the lake. Texter writes, here it's socially acceptable in South Carolina to have a roadie. What, pray tell, is that? Somebody will text it to me in a minute. Texter writes, Tara, South Carolina has 19 DUI statutes. Most have 3. It's very difficult to get a DUI conviction in South Carolina. I know. Yeah, what kills people in South Carolina is very simple. The judges are appointed by the legislature. And if you look at the makeup of the committee that appoints the judges, we don't elect them here. Every other state does. There's one other state that doesn't elect them. That's it. You look at the committee, every single one of them comes from a major law firm. So these law firms will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars getting them elected, getting them on the committee. They pick the judges. And then whenever that law firm, maybe it's the state legislator goes before the judge, or it's the law firm, doesn't matter. Judge knows better. You want to get reappointed? Then you go soft on the DUI. That is why we drive drunk and kill here. It's why people get away with it again and again. Judges know, got to let them go. Got to give them the least possible beat down possible. In some cases, 2 and 3 times. It's incredible. Texter writes, my wife and 2 daughter got hit by a drunk driver. I don't know what 2 daughter means, but my wife and 2 daughter got hit by a drunk driver in June on a Thursday evening at 7 p.m. It ain't just the holidays around here. That was in Anderson. I'm sorry that happened. I hope they're okay. Texter writes, Tara, that pivot from the Epstein file story was so quick it made me dizzy. Oh, I'm a true professional. Thank you. Oh, I'm not done with that. That's the number one story in the country, which tells you a lot because everything that's going on with that terrible, tragic flood in Texas, and it's not the number one story. Epstein is right now. That's what people care about. You know why it's number one story? Nobody believes the Trump administration. Nobody believes Bondi. Nobody believes Cash Patel. No one believes Bongino. I don't either. I don't know why they're doing this. Actually, I have an idea. I have a theory. I'll let you know. But no, we're going to dig deep back into that in just a minute. Texter writes, Tara, why don't you talk about weather modification geoengineering? Is our government complicit in spraying toxic chemicals in the sky to dim the sun? To cool the earth? Why won't you even ask the question? Okay, well, I would turn that around on you. Why won't you even listen to the whole show? We have done interviews on that. In fact, it's been banned in Florida, as it should be. Ron DeSantis leading the way once again. In fact, that legislation just passed and was signed into law. And we've had the state legislator here in South Carolina on who wants to ban it here and has filed the legislation. And I back that legislation. We couldn't get it through. No geoengineering. It does actually go on. Now, can I prove that the Texas flood's caused by that? No. And I'm not going to tell you something I can't prove. I don't. I have no idea, but I don't know what caused it. But I do know this, our weather models are broken, and we can fix that. But they refuse to because of global warming, climate change, and it's killing people exactly as I and Tony Dale predicted over the last 2 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.